We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I better bring on an expert here from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the incomparable Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right, Rube. First thing I got to know, how do you think it was that they selected you for the 6-on-1 interview with Carson Wentz last Thursday?
I don't know. I was told that it was people that Carson was comfortable with and Carson wanted to talk to, and they wanted to keep it. It was kind of Carson's idea. He wanted to keep it a small group, and yeah, there I was.
You do know there's some infighting among the media people now, Rube?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, go on Twitter. It's vicious. Anyway, there are a lot of people who are jealous.
Don't
of
go
the
on
great
Twitter,
Ruben
and it's
Frank.
Still vicious.
Yeah,
it's true too. Right, anyway, Rube, let's get to it. So you guys sit down. Nobody's really had a chance to talk to Wentz since the story came out saying that he has been kind of a negative influence behind the scenes. What was his demeanor?
Yeah, he was very relaxed. I think he was. He really seemed to enjoy it. Enjoy kind of getting stuff off his chest. It seemed really therapeutic for him. It was as relaxed as I've ever seen him. And he was very thoughtful. You know, we do these big press conferences. He really never has a chance to kind of get into any depth on anything. And we've never really seen that side of him where he's kind of, you know, kind of real analytical and deep. And, you know, I think that comes more naturally to Nick than it does to Carson. And he, you know, he was just you know, really kind of analyzing himself as we went. And it was really interesting. It was fascinating to me. And I thought he came across really well. And everything he said made sense. Everything he said I thought was really positive. And I thought he came across really well. I was more impressed with him, I think, that day than I have been any other day since he's been here. Just the way he carried himself, the way he handled it, the way he took the high road and you know, and tried to take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Hey, Rob, there was one aspect of it that stood out to me, and it was his description of how tough it's been to sit on the sidelines for two straight years while your team is out there playing the biggest games of the season. Can you tell us a little bit about your reaction when he was describing that?
Yeah, he was really emotional during that period, and it was weird. It was like really quiet in there, and he was going on and on and on, and he really spoke at length like we've never heard him, and in great detail. You know, he talked about being isolated on that far sideline and doing drills by himself when the rest of the team was on the other field, and just what that was like, the feeling of isolation, of being separated from your teammates. Really descriptive. I mean, it was really powerful stuff, actually. You know, he really kind of painted that picture of, you know, I mean, because to us it's just, all right, he's hurt, they're changing quarterbacks, you know, but what went into it for him and the effect it had on him was really strong and really difficult for him, and he really opened up on that aspect in particular. I thought it was really revealing about him, and you know, it couldn't have been easy. We always kind of knew that, but to hear him talking about it, you know, because we kind of think of Carson as, I mean, Nick's the guy that wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's always crying and talking about his emotions, and, you know, and Carson's so guarded and private, and he never opens up on this stuff. So to hear him talk about that in that way was really eye-opening.
You know, Rube, there's an aspect of it that I really wonder. I'm not sure. I mean, I read the transcript that was posted on NBC Sports Philadelphia yesterday. Does he still have faith he can get through a year healthy? Because if you go back to his senior year in college all the way to now, there was something every year. The last two big injuries at the end of seasons. Does he feel that he's snake-bitten? Or how does he feel about the injury issue?
Yeah, he feels like he's got to prove he can play 16 games. And, you know, he did his rookie year. He had something in the preseason. He missed preseason games. But You know, that he feels like he would have played. I mean, that's not something that ruined a season or anything. So he, you know, but he knows. I mean, he's gone into year number four. He knows he hasn't played in the playoffs yet. He hasn't gotten through a season since 2016. And he knows that's really the one thing he's got to prove, that he can stay healthy. And for this to happen 2 years in a row, and, you know, and both of them, like, either in L.A. or going into L.A., which is kind of weird. And, you know, both times Nick wins a playoff game or multiple playoff games, it's kind of bizarre. And he knows that's really the big thing he's got to prove in his career, that he can stay healthy. We know he can play. I mean, we know the kid can play at a high level. I don't think that's in question. It's, you know, but there's some guys that just get hurt, and he's got to prove he's not one of them. I think the thing is, a lot of young players kind of go through this, and then, you know, I mean, like Drew Brees missed time. I mean, he hasn't missed a game in like 15 years now, you know, yep. And he missed, you know, he was hurt when he was young. So, I mean, I think he can do it. I don't see him as injury prone. There are different kinds of injuries. I'm still not convinced the back is not related to the knee, like he was somehow favoring it, you know, or something. You know, but that's the big step for him. He's got to get to January.
Hey, Rube, the next thing kind of ties in with what you were just saying, because he has all this ability, but in doing it, he puts himself at risk by running, that kind of thing. Did he feel he was, how close to 100% did he feel he was with the knee earlier in the season? Because it didn't seem like he was as elusive. Did he address that at all? Of what he was dealing with before the back injury and whether he was at 100%.
Yeah, it was really interesting. He said, you know, I looked at the film of me in 2017 before I got hurt, and then I looked at the film of me playing this year, and he said, I wasn't injured, but you could tell the explosion wasn't there. And, you know, I think it was the first time he really admitted that he couldn't do what he wanted to do. He couldn't do what he did 2 years ago. He just, as far as escapability, moving in the pocket, you know, getting out and running if he needed to. He basically conceded, I just couldn't do that to the extent that I did it the year before. And, you know, he said it takes 18 months. Everybody told me it takes 18 months until you're really 100%. And he said it's a tough call because he was healthy enough to play. He said, I wasn't injured. I wasn't hurt. I just didn't have the strength and the explosion in my knee that I had the year before. And I think that was frustrating for him. And I think it, you know, kind of forced him to change the way he plays. And it kind of made him something he's not. And, you know, whenever you're – and he still played pretty well. I mean, other than that Saints game, I mean, he actually played pretty well, which is to me is really encouraging, because if he could play at that level, you know, when he's clearly hampered by all these different things, when he's healthy, which he will be this fall, I just think the sky's the limit. I really have high expectations of him.
All right, so we know that at least this time around, when he goes to training camp, he'll be healthy because the back will be healed, the knee will be ready, everything will be back in shape. So what do I do with Foles, Rube? Say goodbye? What do you do with Nick Foles right now?
Yeah, he deserves a chance to play somewhere. And, you can't keep him in case Carson gets hurt. It's not fair to him. I mean, the guy's a Super Bowl MVP. He's in his prime. He deserves a chance to go play somewhere. It's what he's always wanted. He's always wanted a team to call his own. He's never really had that. And, you know, a huddle. He wants a huddle to call his own. And I think he'll get that opportunity. He deserves it. And, you know, I hope he does well. I think he will do well. You know, wherever it is, I mean, Jacksonville obviously makes the most sense. I think that's where he's going to end up at this point. But for the Eagles, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, and we've been through this so many times. They've got to keep Carson. But Nick deserves every chance to play. And,
all right.
You know, I think he'll do well.
Rube, one last thing. The L.A.
Yep.
media, less than a week ago, were praising the Rams for making the right choice and taking Goff instead of Wentz. Who do you feel long-term will be a better quarterback, Jared Goff or Carson Wentz?
Is that a serious question?
That was my intention, Al. That was my intention when I asked the question.
Chuckle.
Because they weren't laughing last week, Rube, when they thought they had the greatest thing, and then he got to the Super Bowl. He got so scared he could barely stand up. Who's better?
Yeah, that was kind of a pathetic performance. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, Jared Goff has not been very good for about 2 months.
Yeah.
I think in his last 8 games, he's got 7 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. In his last eight games, Carson has 19 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Mm. So, and he was hurt. He's playing with a broken back. So, to me, it's not even close. Yes. The Eagles clearly made the right call on that. I'll take Carson over Goff any day of the week.
Reuben Frank, certified approved by the agent of Carson Wentz. And by us. Read him every day at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thank you, Rube. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, guys.
All right, so there you have some great insight, Il.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.